next coach in the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 2-1 overall, ranked 23rd in the Associated Press poll and 18th in the Amway Coaches poll. Ohio State has a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Cincinnati on September 27th. And in conference news, quarterback JT Barrett was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week and the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
All right, let's take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, Urban, I'm wondering, obviously it's a different team than you expected to have going into a bye week with no Braxton, no limited Jeff Heuermann, no Noah Spence. How much different is your coaching, how much different is your approach as a coach going into the bye week than maybe what you would have thought it would have been a couple weeks, a month ago?
What a great question. That is, that's absolutely true. Also, the one other factor is who you play when you come out of it. So we, after watching Cincinnati and their, their strength is a weakness of ours a year ago. So we're going to really get after it this week in practice because they're so well so good throwing the ball. And we still are very young. Last Tuesday, I made a decision during practice that we went 55 plays on a Tuesday, which you don't normally do that. But we have to get these guys game reps, from our starting quarterback to our starting right guard to our two tailbacks. They're all new players to a handful of receivers that we have to just get them as many reps as we can. So it'll be a little different than we've done in the past. If you have an old veteran group, then you kind of rest them and you work on things. If you have a young group that needs work, then that's what we're going to do. And plus, we're playing a team that we have to be ready for the Bearcats in 2 weeks.
And then what about you, Urban, personally? I mean, do you go into this week? Is it tougher to maybe take a little extra time because you have that loss, or do you still try to find some time to maybe get away from the game for a little bit?
Oh, no, not during the season. No, our staff, I gave them a lot of Sunday off, but we're back at it full speed. We're on the road all day yesterday, and we're back at it. And we'll give them Saturday off next week. Other than that, we're full speed ahead, getting ready to go.
Your next question comes from the line of Ken Rhoda with Sports Time Ohio.
Urban, as a head coach, how do you balance loyalty to upperclassmen versus impact freshman players when you decide playing time?
Oh, boy, another good question. That's a hard one. I think we have an obligation when they say you're the head football coach to win the game and represent Ohio State, but you also, if the guy is does everything right as far as academics, behavior on and off the field, his work ethic, then you give them every opportunity, and if it's even, you go with that guy. But there comes a point where if the younger player is better, then you have to go with that younger player.
And after three games versus three totally different styles and caliber of teams, after watching the films in that, Urban, what still concerns you the most about your team?
Well, the pass defense coming up is, I think we played well Saturday. But we were, we had a significant talent advantage. It was a traditional offense and defense for the first time this year that we faced. And my, the same two concerns I had going into the season are still there: pass defense and offensive line play. Obviously, with the injury to Braxton, the quarterback issue became significant. But he's played pretty good, and the offensive line is getting very close. They played very well Saturday. But we still, we have an obligation to get the five best guys in there. We're still not quite sure. This week is going to be important. We're going to try some things and make some decisions as we move forward because we need to we're an offensive line built team. That's what we have been the last 2 years, and we're still not quite where we need to be.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban, how much have you actually delved into the game planning for Cincinnati? And what are your kind of initial thoughts on playing them, especially being an alum?
Oh, I just got a lot of respect for you. See, we played them once before. And this group, though, when I watched them live Friday night on TV, and I was kind of like probably most of the country, like, whoa, it was one of those, I thought it was going to be a 60-0 the kid was going to throw for 500 yards. It was, and then you watch it on film, and they're really good. And Coach Tupperville, I know him very well, and when he made the comment, these receivers are the best group that I've had, that says something because he's been at Auburn and Ole Miss. So it is exactly what I saw on film, what I saw on TV Friday night. Excellent quarterback with very good receivers, good protection, athletic defense. They gave up some yards, but they'll be better than that. So this is a big game for us.
And because you're off on Saturday, how big a week is this for your recruiting efforts? And can you share how intense those efforts will be this week and weekend?
Yeah, we only have about 4 or 5 left in this year's class. So it's a lot of it's for the 16s, too. We want to close strong with the 15s and get a jump on the 16s. So we had the whole staff out yesterday, and we'll be gone all weekend as well, this coming weekend.
Thanks, Robert.
Your next question comes along with Seth Groom with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hi, Irvin. I was just wondering, what's Curtis Samuel's potential as a pass-catching running back? And when you look to kind of get a dynamic guy or a guy with dynamic potential, more touches, is that an area in which you can do that?
Yes. I used to say this about Braxton all the time. I still have yet to see Curtis Samuel's ceiling. I mean, his best thing about him is his relentless effort and practice habits and how hard he goes. And then his skill set, he catches the ball very good in his hands. And I think you saw a little bit of his burst acceleration. So he's got an incredible future.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And your final question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Irvin, as you look at, obviously you've lost Noah for the foreseeable future, it looks like, but how has Steve Miller come along in that regard? And do you see that position being one of kind of committee as you go along? It was going to, yeah, we're going to play a lot of guys anyway, but I'm just wondering what's your take on Steve Miller at this point?
Oh, I think he's played well. I think, Noah Spence was the guy that we lost, obviously, and Steve has filled in admirably. You know, obviously he's been here for a long time, and this is his opportunity to take it and run with it. And he's done pretty good, you know, to say he's an all-Big Ten performer. When you lose an all-Big Ten performer, you better replace him with one. He's still got a ways to go, but his efforts always there. Rashad Frazier's another guy that is a guy that we were hoping, you know, to be able to roll some guys through. Obviously, the Noah not being there has really hurt that. But we also see a kid named Jalen Holmes starting to make a push. So Steve Miller is a starter right now, and he will be, and he has to continue to improve his level of play, and there's some guys chasing him pretty quickly.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.